Exclusive: Elise Stefanik slams special counsel Jack Smith is compromised by corrupt DOJ. By Wendell Hasebo on November 29, 2022. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY. The third senior-ranking House Republican, ripped special counsel Jack Smith on Tuesday for being a compromised member of President Joe Biden's politicized Department of Justice, DOJ. Appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland on November 18, Smith is overseeing investigations into former President Donald Trump concerning documents he took to Mar-a-Lago post-presidency. Smith's appointment occurred just 3 days after Trump announced a 2024 presidential bid. The appointment was purportedly made to remove any conflict of interest between Biden and his potential 2024 political opponent. Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel, Garland said in his announcement of the special counsel. While Biden's DOJ launched a special counsel to investigate Trump, Stefanik pointed out no special counsel has been appointed by the DOJ to continue the ongoing probe into Hunter Biden. A special counsel would put a degree of separation between Joe and Hunter Biden, members of the Biden crime family. The facts are clear, Jack Smith is compromised, Stefanik told Breitbart News. Joe Biden's weaponized DOJ has launched an illegitimate special counsel to investigate his number one political opponent. Where is the investigation into his criminal son Hunter Biden's corrupt business dealings with Joe Biden? She asked. House Republicans will hold the Biden crime family accountable. Stefanik added the DOJ will be investigated by the new GOP House majority for its corrupt politicization of justice. Our House Republican majority will investigate Joe Biden's corrupt Department of Justice and make sure our government is once again accountable to the American people, she told Breitbart News. Garland's appointment of Smith has been criticized by Republicans as partisan. Most recently, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, has stated Smith is a partisan actor whose record includes being involved in the IRS's targeting of conservatives. Smith also led the prosecution and conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, R., which was later reversed 9-0 by the Supreme Court. A close family connection of Smith's is also worrisome. His wife, Katie Shevigny, was a 2020 Biden donor who produced a Michelle Obama documentary called Becoming. Despite the appearance of partisan preferences, Garland heralded Smith as a nonpartisan prosecutor who underscores the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters. Mr. Smith is the right choice to complete these matters in an even-handed and urgent manner, Garland claimed. Meanwhile, the investigation into Hunter Biden remains uncompleted and without a special counsel. The DOJ has reportedly delayed its final decision on whether Hunter will be charged for alleged tax and gun-related violations because his drug abuse could be an excuse the defense could successfully use to defend the president's son against potential charges. House Republicans have vowed to probe the Biden crime family with an emphasis on Joe Biden's participation in the family's business dealings. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the President of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business dealing schemes, announced Representative James Comer, RTN, the top Republican on the Oversight Committee. National security interests require to conduct an investigation and we will pursue all avenues, avenues that have long been ignored. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.